From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem today as the so-called Day of Rage called for by Palestinian factions got underway. So far, at least one Palestinian has been killed. This after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and the U.S. plans to move its embassy there. Protests are being held Friday across the Middle East and in Muslim-majority countries around the world. Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted death to Trump and death to the U.S. Mutayyar Hussain was a protester in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
We were protesting against the establishment of Jerusalem as an official capital of Israel, and it's a tyrannical step, a step that has created a backstabbing in the whole Muslim Ummah, and it's here we are trying to awaken the whole Muslim community and bring them together to fight this tyrannical step with full impulse, with full force.
Trump's announcement defies decades of diplomacy in the quest to bring peace to Israel. The group Hamas is calling for an uprising against Israel. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed outrage after an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. That attack killed at least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers and injured 40 others. Quote, "I condemn this attack unequivocally," Antonio Guterres said. "These deliberate attacks against UN peacekeepers are unacceptable and constitute a war crime." The UN chief said the attack occurred late Thursday in the troubled North Kivu province. This is VOA. Firefighters continued to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California today, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 200,000 people to evacuate their homes. More than 5,700 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are spraying and dumping water and fire retardant to slow the spread of six large wildfires and other smaller blazes that have erupted since Monday. The fires stoked by the westward Santa Ana winds are torching areas along the Pacific coast from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara County. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit after a week of intense negotiations. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
I very much welcome the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase, to talk about trade and security, and to discuss the positive and ambitious future relationship that is in all of our interests.
EU leaders meet in Brussels next week and are likely to endorse the agreement. Democratic Senator and ex-comedian Al Franken has said he plans to quit the Senate in the coming weeks after a string of sexual harassment allegations.
Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing, has brought this honor on this institution.
His announcement came a day after nearly 30 Democrats in the Senate called on him to resign. He would be the most prominent lawmaker yet to resign amid a wave of misconduct claims about high-profile figures. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States will not lift sanctions against Russia until Moscow withdraws its forces out of eastern Ukraine and Crimea. Mr. Tillerson met with his Russian counterpart Thursday on the sidelines of a meeting of foreign ministers in Vienna. Tillerson accused Russia of arming, leading, training, and fighting alongside anti-government forces.
Our first priority is to stop the violence in East Ukraine so that we can begin a process of implementing the elements of the Minsk Accord that the parties have agreed.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that all the responsibility lies with Ukraine as far as violence in the East was concerned. And Australia has formally approved same-sex marriage. A bill legalizing the practice was overwhelmingly passed Thursday in Parliament's lower house. The new law will take effect next month. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.